My name is Christina Bergio. I am 20 years old. Today is November 26, 2017, and I'm speaking with Sonia Bergio, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Farmington, Connecticut. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
Sure. I can remember as far as about 5 years old, and I remember coming to America from Italy, and I remember kindergarten speaking Italian and everybody else speaking English, and I kind of felt like a square piece of puzzle trying to fit into a circle because everything was different.
Okay. Well, how old were you when you moved from Italy to the United States?
5 years old. And, so that's
how... What was it like back in Italy?
It's hard for me to remember Italy. I really don't remember much but the airplane ride over. And I remember relatives crying as we were leaving. I remember playing with my older brother. And that's basically it, because I didn't go to school in Italy. So then coming to America and starting kindergarten, first, second, and so on with the elementary school age, it was different because the kids spoke a different language, and the family we left behind, we didn't have hair, so we only had a few relatives compared to the many relatives over in Italy.
Who came to the U.S. with you?
I came with my mother, father, and my older brother and younger brother. And my father had a brother here with his family, and that's what brought us here to America.
Where did you live when you moved here?
When we first moved here, I moved in with my family, with my father's brother's family. And we had cousins, several of them, 4 girls, 1 boy, and my aunt and uncle in Plainville, Connecticut.
Did your parents have a job right away when they first moved here?
Within a very short amount of time, they did get jobs. And yes, the answer is yes, within a short period of time.
Okay. Did you and the rest of your family know anyone who lived in the United States before you moved here?
As I said, yes, my uncle, my aunt, and then they had family as well here that my parents and I got to know along with the family.
Okay. Did you know any English before moving here? Did you learn it here? What was that like?
I did not know the language before I got here, and I did learn it because I went to school as soon as I got here. We arrived in July, and school began in September, and it was very difficult because my parents spoke Italian, and when I went to school, we spoke English. So it was very difficult growing up with 2 different languages.
What grade were you in when you moved here?
I was in no grade. When I first got here, I started school. I didn't have school in Italy.
Did you take English classes when you got here?
I began kindergarten, and then English was part of that, yes.
Was it easy or hard to meet people and make friends when you first moved to the United States?
It was very difficult to make friends because I spoke a different language, and to them, I think they thought I was different, so I would say it was difficult.
What did you think of the people here that spoke English and were from here when you first moved to the United States and started school?
Unsure is the word that comes to mind. They, to me, seemed very different. The teachers, some were kinder than others. Some were not as patient as others. So diverse, I would say.
How long did it take you to adjust to living in the United States when you first moved here?
Well, being very young, it really wasn't an adjustment for me because I knew no different. I was so young. But As I said, the speaking two languages was always a challenge.
What was the most difficult part in moving here?
Leaving family behind was the most difficult part of moving to America.
What was it like the day you moved?
I remember relatives crying a lot, and that's it. I remember the plane ride.
Was there anyone in particular who helped you out in like your adjustment process besides your dad's brother?
No, not that I can remember.
Did you meet anyone that helped you guys out?
A neighbor my parents lived next to was an elder woman. I can't remember her name, but she was the first person I think helped us out. And then a little further down the road, when we moved to Welch Street, a lovely neighbor by the name of Mary Shar was very kind to my mother and father and our family and was very helpful.
Okay. If you had the choice to stay in Italy or move to the United States, what would you do now?
Move to Italy.
Why?
I feel it's home and it's part of me.
Are there any other reasons?
The politics in this country.
Okay. What was your family like when they moved here?
My family was young and unfamiliar with the culture and was challenged by that.
Okay. Did it take them a while to adjust to?
Yes, it did. And I would say it's a constant adjustment. As times change, we evolve with that change.
Oh, okay. What were your neighbors like when you first moved here?
The neighbors in America were very nice and very welcoming and took their time and were patient. And I remember one elder lady helped me out with my prayers, with my religious education. As you know, my mother spoke a different language, and it was hard for her to help me with my schoolwork.
What were your religious education classes like?
Well, I'm a Roman Catholic and Christian, and with that comes Sunday school, and that's what I mean, learning the prayers, and it was interesting. I mean, it was, you know, the same religion that, you know, my parents have, except the education was in American versus Italian. So, again, another challenge that, you know, you have to conquer, and I did, I think. And there it is.
Were the churches alike, like based on Italy churches and then the churches here?
I think they were. I don't really remember much about the churches in Italy. I remember going to church, but I would say they're very similar. Yeah.
When did you get a grasp of the English language and started to really understand and speak to others in English?
Immediately when I went to kindergarten, I realized that there was a difference, and learning the ABCs, learning cursive, learning forming sentences into paragraphs, and to this day, sometimes when I try to put words together, certain words have different meanings in one language. For example, in American or English language, you can say high, and high could mean the adjective high versus low, or high could mean hello. So we don't have that with an Italian language. And so those were challenges that I've had to overcome learning the differences from the two cultures.
Do you think that you understand the English language better now over the Italian language, or reverse?
I do understand English better because it's the language that I most use and I know much better. But I do also understand, I wish I understood it enough to read and write the Italian. I should have done that as well, which I regret.
Could you still speak fluent Italian?
With effort, most of it I do understand. However, there are some words here and there when you're not around that culture that you lose. But then when you get back into that type of civilization, you pick up on it pretty quick. I just came back from a trip to Italy a few months ago, and being there, it was repetitive words and sentences, and you catch on pretty quick, but when you're not around it, you do lose it.
Okay. Did your family have any issues when they first moved here? If yes, could you explain them?
I think just the culture shock that in Italy you would go to the market daily in the center of town, and here it was a market at the grocery store, for example, you would go to market. So shopping was different. Fashion was different. So I would say, the day-to-day activities, laundry was different. So those are the things that I remember being different. And you do, adjust and acclimate to the environment, which we did.
What was your first job when you moved here after adjusting for a little while?
In high school, I took a part-time job at a bakery in the grocery store and worked about 15, 20 hours a week along with my high school education, and I enjoyed that very much.
Did you stay in the same town that you first moved into for a while, or did you move out right away? What was that like?
Well, when I was 5 years old, we went to Plainville, and I stayed in Plainville most of my life. I live in Farmington now, one town over. My parents still live in Plainville, and so I'm fairly close.
Do they still live in the house that you first moved to when you moved straight from Italy to the United States for the first time?
No, they have moved a couple of times since then. So they've had three different residences, but all in the same town in Plainville.
Do you prefer any of the houses that you've lived in over others, or do you like the first that you moved to originally?
No, I don't prefer one or the other. It doesn't matter, because family is really the people in the houses.
Who seemed to adjust fastest when you first moved to the U.S. out of all your family members?
I think none of us. I wouldn't say there was one specifically. I think we were all challenged. Probably my youngest brother, Fabrizio, had the easiest adjustment, but you would have to ask him.
Why did he have the easiest adjustment?
I'm figuring because he was the youngest, and it was just easier for a younger child to adapt versus, for example, my older brother was 2 years older than I. He was 7, so he had already done a couple of years in school in Italy versus I did not.
Did you all have similar experiences when you first moved here?
I think we all had similar experiences because, again, it was a challenge with an environment that was unfamiliar to all of us.
Okay. Did any of your brothers, were any of your brothers born here, or were you guys all born in Italy and then came over together?
So three of us were born in Italy. I have an older brother that is 2 years older, and then one that's 2 years younger, and then my youngest brother is 6 years younger than myself, and he was born here.
Okay. Did you spend a lot of time with them rather than your parents growing up, since you said they had jobs and were busy most of the time?
I would say no. My parents compromised, and my father would work during the day and my mother would work in the evening, and vice versa. There were times my mother would work in the day and then my father worked in the evening. So we always had a parent at home. I do remember specifically never having a babysitter because they just never allowed that.
What was it like in high school with your brothers, since you guys were all around the same age?
Well, my older brother was very protective, and my younger brother pretended not to know me. And so it was non-adventurous. I mean, it was really I don't really remember much of that, to be honest with you.
Okay, thank you for your time.
I thank you for the opportunity to explain a little bit about my childhood. It was a pleasure.